July 24, 1932. How with his word Jesus generates his sanctity, goodness, etc., in the creature. Follies of love in order to put her on a par and in contest with him. My most sweet life, Jesus, my celestial teacher, take my little soul in your hands, and if you want, continue your divine lessons on your will. I feel the extreme need of being fed by your word. Besides, you yourself have me so habituated, you yourself have given me this way of life, you have made me live of you and of your sweet word. I am certain that I have not formed this way of living. No, you did, O Jesus, so much so that I feel more you than me, and when you are silent I feel this life of mine smashed to pieces. And although it is the hardest of my martyrdoms, yet I am ready, if you stop your speaking, to say fiat. But have pity on me, and do not leave me alone and abandoned. So, I felt all abandoned in the arms of the divine will, and I yearned for nothing other than heaven. It seemed to me that nothing more remained for me to do, except finish my life in the divine will on earth, in order to take it up again in heaven. And my celestial Jesus, visiting my little soul, told me, my little daughter of my volition, you oppress yourself too much, and I do not want it. To see you oppressed in the midst of so many of my goods, makes you see that you have more eyes for yourself than for the goods that your Jesus has given you, and by this you can see that you have not yet understood well the gifts and the goods that your Jesus had given you. You must know that every word of mine is a gift, and therefore it encloses a great good, because my word has the creative, communicative, formative virtue, and as it is pronounced by us, so it forms the new good of giving to the creature. See, how many words I have spoken to you, and how many truths I have made you know, are as many gifts I have given you. And these many gifts enclose divine goods, one distinct from the other. Additionally, everything that came from our word remains. In our word is formed the good that we want to put forth from us. When this good is put forth, with certainty it will have its life in the midst of creatures, because these gifts are animated and formed by our creative power, and conserved by our same word in order to secure the good that we want to give. And our word will move heaven and earth in order to give the fruit of the good that it possesses. Now, my daughter, you must know another surprise of our speaking. Suppose that I spoke to you about my sanctity. This word of mine encloses the gift of divine sanctity so as to give to the creature, always for as much as is possible for the creature. If I speak of the divine goodness, my word encloses the gift of goodness. If I speak of the divine will, it encloses the gift of our will. In sum, whatever our word says of beauty, of goodness, of greatness, of sanctity, that gift it encloses. Now listen to the extent of our loving stratagems. It is as if we were never content with forming new inventions of love so as to give to the creature. Therefore, if our word says sanctity, it is because we want to give the gift of our divine sanctity so that she is placed on a par with our sanctity and can be in a contest with us. And oh, our contentment when we see our divine sanctity operating in the creature. And if we hear that she says, I feel the sanctity of my Creator impressed in me, oh, how happy I feel, to be able to love with His own sanctity. Oh, then our love goes into follies, and pours over her, in a way so exuberant, that we reach excesses. And so if our word says goodness, divine will, it is because we want to give the gift of our goodness and divine will so that she can be on a par with our goodness and will, and she can compete with her Supreme Being. You cannot understand what our contentment is to see the creature gifted by these divine qualities of ours, in which our word is bearer. And as it is our usual way to give to one creature our word, but so much is its fecundity, power and fullness of light, the sun becomes as formed by one of our words, that with one blow of light illuminates all and gives the good that the light possesses. Then why do you oppress yourself if you see that your Jesus often makes use of His word in order to add gifts upon gifts? And these gifts are not only to have life in you, but in many other creatures, because they possess the generative strength, they give and they generate in order to give and generate again. Our word is a birth from our womb, therefore it is our child, and as children they bear the good that was generated in their father. So, instead of oppressing yourself, think rather that your Jesus wants to make you new surprises of his divine words, so that you dispose yourself to receiving a good so great. After this I continued to think about the divine will, and my very sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, when the soul lets herself be dominated, invested, subjected to my divine will, in a way that every little particle of her being, as much in the soul as in the body, all possess my operating will such that the mind is animated by its science, the voice has speaking, the hands have operating, the feet have its divine steps, the heart has loving, and as my will knows how to love, then all this united together forms the divine sanctity in the creature, and we find all our rights in the creature, rights of creation. Because everything is ours, we find the rights of our sanctity, of our works, rights of our divine fiat, of our goodness, of our love. In sum, there is nothing of ours that we do not find in her as our right, and the creature finds in exchange her rights in her creator, because being one will on both parts, the rights of one are rights of the other. Here, therefore, is what it means to live in our volition, to receive our sanctity, love, science, our goodness, with right, because it cannot do less than give them. Since they are of our fiat, they are her properties, because her life already lives in it. More so, because one who lives in my will always grows in sanctity, in love, in our beauty, and so forth. This continuous growth forms in the creature a new act of giving to her creator. We give the new act that we possess by nature to her, and she gives it to us by virtue of our will. And oh, the contentment on both sides, the happiness that is felt being able to receive from the creature, and we being able to give. To give and to receive maintains the nourishment of correspondence, it conserves the always growing union, and as is the breath that maintains the fire always lit, and the flame of love lives always, without danger of being extinguished. Therefore, always forward in my will, and everything will go well. Fiat.